Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Tool calling in from right outside Philadelphia, and it is Tactical Tuesday. So the intent of these calls is to give you something you can implement in your business that will make a meaningful change in the results. So what I'm going to share with you today is how to effectively use cash flow and numbers to help buyers and sellers understand there is a cost to waiting, to making decisions and making changes to the listing and buying process. So let's start with sellers. A home's not selling. We know there's going to be three reasons why that happens. One is it doesn't show well. Buyers don't get the right emotional reaction when they walk through the door. The second is you don't have the right exposure online and offline. And the third is that it's not positioned properly to sell. So I'm going to work under the assumption that because you're on this call, you're paying attention to your business, one and two are happening. And the home is simply not priced properly. So you get this objection, hey, we're going to wait for our price. And let's say they've already moved. They're in another property, or they're not living in the home. Well, every month they carry that property, it costs them money. And it costs them money in a couple of ways. One, you need to find out what their mortgage payment is and make sure it includes taxes and insurance. Every month that goes by, it's costing them money. Now, some people are going to say, oh, well, I'll get it back when I sell, because I'm building equity, but we know that the majority of mortgage payments consist of interest. So we say their payment's $3,500 a month. That's component number one. Then if the home is vacant, the insurance rates might go up. Then if, let's say you're in the wintertime and you're in heating season, there's a utility cost there. Then there's someone keeping an eye on the property, making sure nothing goes wrong, so your time factors into it. And then lastly, what can happen here is the fact that they can get maybe 3, 4, 5% interest on their equity. And let's say they've got a couple $100,000 worth of equity in the property. Let's just use the number $300,000. We can get another $15,000 in interest over an annual period at 5%, which is going to cost you another $1,000, you know, $1,250, $1,300 a month. You get the math here. So every month someone doesn't sell the home, assuming they're going to take the same offer, it's costing them all those things we just broke down. That's how you need to explain this to folks, because most people don't get cash flow. On the buyer side, there is also a cost to waiting. So let's say their budget is $425,000. And we know prices are predicted to go up roughly 4% this year. They're putting 90% down and rates, let's call them 7%. And let's say some of these people say, well, I'm going to wait for rates to come back down to 6.5%. And that's going to cost them, and that's going to take 6 months. So we're looking towards, you know, the end of the year in the third, fourth quarter. So what you want to do is you want to break down what their payment is at the current rate and what their payment is at a lower rate. And be realistic. You know, 5%, I don't know is that realistic for the end of the year. So let's call it 6.5. And again, you're factoring in that appreciation of 2% over a 6-month period. So, you know, it's actually going to save roughly, if you look at going from 7 to 6.5, $78 a month. And we've got a whole calculator that does all this. This is a simple spreadsheet. But then you're losing out on the equity you're building because you can't go back and get the 6 month ago price. And then let's say somebody is paying rent. And this is where you want to look at these things here. Just like the other home's vacant, they've already moved. You've got to look at the reality of the situation and confront the brutal facts. Let's say they're paying $2,000 a month in rent. Well, when you break down these numbers, sure, they might save $78 on principal and interest, which you can always refinance when rates go lower. It's not a guarantee rates are going to go over. That's an option. Then they have the lost equity, let's call it $1,400 a month, and the rent that they're paying, because they're paying somebody else's mortgage, somebody else's taxes, somebody else's insurance, it's actually costing that buyer $3,337 a month by waiting. So why did I go through this exercise? Cash flow and finances are real. If you're unable to explain the finances in a way that people can understand, it's not going to be compelling. And in the current climate, cash to close, monthly payment, cash flow, net sheet, what you're walking with, costs incurred, these are all things that factor into these decisions. And the agents that are going to win, especially in a changing market, understand the finances. Hope this helped. Catch everyone tomorrow at 5 a.m.